This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 179. Get her done. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is the Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. I hope you guys had a good week. I really enjoyed mine, pretty much, yeah. I wanted to do a quick show this weekend for you guys, just to recap what's been going on. And I watched Larry the Cable Guy at the Verizon Wireless Theater last night. And, here in Houston. And okay, he's not so funny, I have to be honest. And he's not looking good either. It was, it was like, I don't know. It's a bad comedy show, as I could say. Many people were laughing. Well, I was there with John and Palima. And, Larry the Cable Guy does this usual dumb, redneck, racist, homophobic act of his, you know. And he just gets the laughs and he gets people to laugh and gets paid for it. Okay, fine. People don't like him because of those comments, of those bad jokes or homophobic or racist comments or whatever. But he's pretty much an equal opportunist, I guess. He tries to offend everyone, make people laugh and, paid millions for it. So, I guess that's show business. It's like Distorted View. I listen to Distorted View. It's another podcast that I listen that I like listening to every day, and Tim Henson offends everyone in that show, and people laugh at that, and that's why it's a pretty big podcast. So I could see that angle why Larry the Cable Guy is doing that. Okay, so I stepped outside the theater after the show and kind of thought of going to the back so I could snap a picture of him, maybe catch him on his way out. Sure enough, after some waiting, he did come out and on his way to his limo. And actually, there were three of us there. One guy was a father who's got these posters of Larry the Cable Guy and posters of movies that Larry the Cable Guy was in, like Cars or Delta Farce. And so he's got a son who would really like to have a signed poster on Cars by Larry. And he's got about how many? Six posters for him to sign. That's a lot. Anyway, I just found it weird. And then there's this other guy who I think I saw one time at the gay bars in Pacific Street. I think it's JR's. He had a DVD signed. As for me, I just wanted to have a picture with him. So I'm using my new camera. I wanted to use it. I took some pictures of him and some videos, but I didn't have enough space. So yeah, we'll get to that later about SD cards. I'm gonna geek out on something that I got this week. Okay, so yeah, he really looks sickly. That's my opinion. He says he lost about 50 pounds. You can tell by the picture posted on the website. And I think he was drunk. The guys were coming out. He had an entourage of about eight people, something like that. They were walking outside with I think it's a Cuerva Gold bottle, drinking tequila or something. And yeah, he was kind of slow when he was signing the posters. He was taking his time, He was saying that in Delta Farce, one of his latest movies, it should have been him and Jeff Foxworthy. But Jeff Foxworthy got that Smarter Than Fifth Grader deal. So somebody else got the part. Yeah. And, that's the way I understand he was saying. little bit slurred. I don't know. It's kind of hard to understand. Well, which reminds me, in Delta Farce, I did see it with a couple of friends. Larry mentioned that he doesn't want to go to jail. You know, it's one of his one-liners there, or his jokes there. He doesn't want to go to jail because there are too many chubby chasers. Okay, the term chubby chaser, I only hear that in the gay community. So I kind of find that weird. Now, if you guys Google articles about Larry, of course, the internet is the number one source of information for everything. You'll see that people are saying that it's all an act, and it just so happens that it sells. Yeah. During the show, he was doing some disclaimers while doing his jokes, and then he would say, oh, about people being politically incorrect, and once in a while, no, just laugh about something funny. You know, set your morals aside and laugh at something funny. It may be hurtful. It may be dumb and bigoted, but he's just telling it as it is, and he's doing it, and he's now a millionaire. Yeah, so I don't know. How would you guys feel about it? Me, I didn't really enjoy it that much. It was okay. Yeah. Anyway, so that day, actually, he flew on his jet. There he goes, millionaire. He flew in his jet, and he had a stretch limo waiting for him. And that was when before I met him face to face. And yeah, he's really lost a lot of weight. Doesn't look good at all. Yeah. So if you guys want to discuss this, yeah, post your comments on bearpodcast.com under this episode 179, or you can call 206-222-BEAR. Yeah, let's discuss. Do you like Larry, the cable guy, or do you hate him? Do you find him not funny at all? Is he really homophobic, or is it just an act? Because I've read some articles, many articles, both by him and some other people who observed him. The act works, I guess. It's getting paid for it. Well, he was born in Nebraska, and he's just doing this redneck thing, so it's, I don't know. What's your opinion? So, yeah, email me or post a comment on the website. I'll call 206-222-BEAR. Okay, Heath Ledger, this week he passed away, and everybody knows that already, okay? And if you don't, you're living under a rock. In fact, Wayne told me about someone who didn't know about it. And yeah, he was living in a rock. Anyway, so it's really sad that we lost a very talented actor and very nice guy, I heard. And I heard from Larry Flick from Sirius Out Q that he had the first-hand experience in talking to him, and he's a very nice guy. So yeah, Heath Ledger. And well, okay, fine, people were asking if he's done with Dark Knight, and other people would react about it being insensitive. Why do you ask that? The guy died and you're wondering about his movie. So well, I heard that it's on post-production right now, so it should still go out on schedule. And maybe it would be a big hit. Yeah, since, especially now, I guess, since Heath Ledger died. Anyway, what's really shocked me was, I was going through Dig, and the Westboro Baptist Church, you know, Fred Phelps, they're gonna pick it at Heath Ledger's funeral. This is what I read, okay? It's in Fox News, actually. It says here, a radical Baptist church in Kansas, known for picketing the funerals of soldiers who perished in Iraq, said it intends to protest Heath Ledger's memorial service with signs claiming the actor died and is in hell because he played a character, a gay character, in Brokeback Mountain. What the fuck was that? Okay, so I don't know. It's just weird that they would. I mean, he's not a soldier. He just played a role. It's an acting role. Anyway, so a little bit off topic since we're talking about the Westboro Church, Baptist Church, and this is somewhat related. Let's talk about these people who protest on funerals. While reading a Dig, There's a topic there. People were saying that there should be protesters against these protesters. And I found out about the Patriot Guard. Yeah, you can go to patriotguard.org for more info on that. Okay, so the Patriot Guard, this is their mission statement. They're Patriot Guard Riders. The Patriot Guard Riders is a diverse amalgamation of riders from across the nation. We have one thing in common besides motorcycles. We have an unwavering respect for those who risk their lives for America's freedom and security. If you share this respect, please join us. And we don't care what you ride or if you ride, what your political views are or whatever you're a hawk or a dove. I don't know what that means. Maybe you bikers out there know. It is not a requirement that you be a veteran. It doesn't matter where you're from or what your income is. You don't even have to ride. The only prerequisite is respect. So yeah, it's a group that can, or I think they do already, protest against these protesters or blocking the protesters from reaching the from the family of this of the deceased. If you guys want to check it out, it's at patriotguard.org.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Okay, Gary sent me an info about a psychic bear. I posted something about this on the previous blog post that I did on bearpodcast.com/show. This guy's name is Mark Salem, and he was on 60 Minutes on CBS. I find it intriguing because I think he's on the heroes list. He's got powers. Yeah, he can read thoughts. That's what he says. He says that there's a difference between the mind and thoughts. Okay, fine. I find him wolfy, okay, that given. But, you know, he's also interesting. He would have an audience and read their body languages and speech patterns and whatever, and they could guess what city they went to, what vacation they went to, and what numbers do they see on the number of a bill that they have. You know, it's pretty amazing. Here is some audio.
You psychic? I knew you were going to ask that. No. I don't even know what psychic is. What I do isn't psychic. What I do isn't supernatural. It has absolutely no relation whatsoever to those other realms, whether or not they even exist.
Can you read thoughts?
Yes. I can pick up thoughts. But a thought is not the same thing as a mind. Okay? Let me make a distinction. To read a mind means I could go in there and pull out things you don't want me to get. Mm-hmm. A thought is something that you're focused on.
What am I thinking about right now?
The next question.
My next question.
It's pretty interesting. He might be related to Matt Parkman. Anyway, okay, so if you guys missed it on 60 Minutes, you can go watch it at marksalem.com. You'll see the whole video. It's a short bit there at 60 Minutes. Time for some bear events, guys. Iceberg 2008 on February 15th in Quebec, Canada. Come to the Iceberg 2008 and taste the brunch, the snow bath, the splash, the bear party, and a lot more during the unique winter carnival of Quebec. Grrr. Go to claudemartin.net/iceberg.htm. Okay, put the link on the website. Bear Mex presents Corazon de Acero Leather Party in Mexico. It's on February 16th. Hot Room, XXX Videos. Pop Area, Salon House, Terraza Lounge. Bear Dance Performance, Go-Go Bears, Strippers. Go-Go Bears. Go-Go Bears, Strippers. A kinky place for a hot party. So go to bearmex.com for more info. Bears for Broward County Cultural Arts in Fort Lauderdale. It's on February 17th. Bears of all shapes and sizes. Pool party at the Schubert Resort in Fort Lauderdale, Sunday, February 17th, starting at 2 p.m. This is to benefit the Broward County Cultural Arts Foundation. There is a suggested $20 donation at the door, so bring your sunscreen and glasses and let's have a blast. Food and drinks, leave. They have food and drinks, and leave your attitude at home, whatever that means. This is a clothing optional event. For more information, so call 954-594-6390. Call Craig if you're in Fort Lauderdale. All right, let's wrap up the show. Well, let me see. Oh, before I go to feedbacks, I just got my camera. Yeah, it's the 800 IS. It's actually great. I love it a lot, and that's what I used with Larry the Cable Guy. I was taking pictures with it, but I only had 128 megabyte hard SD card. So, yeah, I have a technical thing that I'm going to discuss in a bit. But first, let's have some feedback about my camera. So I got some camera feedbacks from my live journal. I got one from Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you? He says here, yay, now we can look forward for some nerd porn. I don't think so, Gary. I'm not going to do any nerd porn. And who else? JP. He said that you should really enjoy it, I hope. I'm learning more about my Canon digital all the time. Yes, I'm beginning to learn a lot of stuff in my Canon too, JP. So it's pretty interesting. I Wayne is the one teaching me. He's my master, my teacher when it comes to digital cameras. Okay, who else? Woofer from St. Louis, Missouri. He says, woohoo! High-res Nard at Louis. Yeah, he's going to be in a Louis weekend next month, week after Mardi Gras. And yeah, he's going to be here, so looking forward to see him. And from Karlsky, oh my god, I've been chatting with Karlsky. He says he likes the camera, I guess. But he's got a Canon PowerShot G9. He says that he loves his G9, but he wants to go for a DSLR. So, we'll see. what else? Okay. I've been chatting with Karlsky. This is great. It's good to chat with someone in Manila, so it's just fun. So shout out Karlsky. Okay, Jeff, my friend Jeff. I haven't seen Jeff for a long time. Jeff D in Texas, if you guys know him. Okay, he says that he's okay with the camera. Just no embarrassing photos of me stuffing food in my mouth or like I did that before. I took pictures of him. We were out on a dinner one time, and I took pictures of him while he was eating something, and he was about to bite, and I took a picture. That was years ago. I have to look for that, Jeff. And also from, Jeffrey from the Chaser Show. Jeffrey from Vermont. Canon rocks. I can't wait to get some dough and get one myself. He is eyeing the SD850. If you get the SD850, it is not a widescreen like the 8750 IS. Although this 800 is like the 870. The one I got is the SD800 and SD870. The difference is, the SD800 doesn't has 1 megapixel less. It's only 7.1 megapixel, and it has a viewfinder, and it also, and yeah, that's the only difference. So that's why I got the 800 instead of the 870. The 870 is 8.1 megapixel with one big screen, no viewfinder. I like the viewfinder. So in case, you know, you're running out of batteries and you just need to use it with no screen, that'd be good. And one more feedback from Raph from Dallas. I just bought an SD850IS himself, but he hasn't taken it out of the box. Get it out, play with it, play with yourself, and take pictures. Sorry. So Raph, just open it and play with it. It's very nice. I like the camera, SD850. Okay, just wanted to tell you guys about the SD card that I bought from Newegg. There's so much stuff you can get from Newegg. I've known that for a long time. It's just that I just tried it lately, getting stuff from Newegg. So I got a battery from there, and I also got an SD card, which is also a recommendation by my friend Wayne. Get an SD card. It's an SD card. It's a 2 gigabyte SD card, but it folds into something. It becomes a USB drive. You can actually twist it or something, and it opens up, and then a USB drive can go to your laptop or to your computer, and it becomes a USB drive. You don't need to connect your camera anymore. You don't need to use a card reader. It just goes directly to USB. It's awesome. And it's cheap. It's about $27 for 2 gigabytes. $28, something like that. And $5 shipping. And yeah, Newegg. It's very nice. And there's a lot of stuff. I also got an email. I've been asking Peter from All My Podcast about hard drives. And you can... I already thought about Newegg, but I was just wondering if he's got any other places to get it. And he said that he pointed me to the same place, Newegg. So I guess Newegg is a big thing when it comes to hardware and stuff. So it's interesting. So I'm waiting for my battery now. So tonight I'm going to play around with my camera. Okay, so I need to hurry up. I'm running out of time because I have a softball practice. Well, it's actually batting cages at 2 o'clock. I don't want to be late. Okay, one more feedback. Feedback from Carl from San Diego. He says that I really enjoyed the podcast about relationships. That's episode 177, I think, yeah. And one topic that I wish was covered more were internet and long-distance relationships. That's a great idea. Yeah, Carl, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. The gay community is really big with online personal ads, and oftentimes people that meet and end up being hundreds or sometimes thousands of miles apart. I'm really interested in Dr. John's story and how he and his partner overcame the emotional and physical obstacles. Part 2, perhaps? Yeah, we'll see. Maybe next month. I'm not too sure. We're really busy. We're really, really busy on Bear Podcast. Ray and I have plans. Louis coming up. I'll be in Mardi Gras next week. It's just crazy. Oh, by the way, I'll be in IBR. No, I'll talk about IBR in a bit. Let me finish the email. When is the next Chaser show? I'm really looking forward to that. Thanks for an awesome podcast. Love listening to it at work. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Carl, for the email. And the next Chaser show, probably next month. I don't know yet how we're going to put it in, okay? Just bear with us. Probably later in the month. We shall see. Anyway, as I was saying, next week I'll be in Mardi Gras in New Orleans. I'm going to be with Mike. And if you guys are going there, email me, nard@bearpodcast.com. And yeah, let's talk about this meetup there or something. Let's have a drink. Let's hang out at Lafitte's and go to Trash Disco or something. Okay, so that's next week. The next weekend would be Louie. Let Us Entertain You weekend here in Houston. And I should remind you guys, if you guys coming, yeah, it'd be great. Let's hang out also. I'll be podcasting from there with Ray. Yeah, definitely. I won't be in the skit of the Houston Air Bears skit. We usually do a skit there. And it's kind of funny. And my God, I can't wait. I just can't wait for the videos that are coming out of that. You know, they show videos there. So we'll see what happens. And then... go to louisweekend.com for more info on that. And if you guys are coming, let me know. Let's hang out. I think Woofer's coming in. So, okay, so what else? The week after that, it's going to be Valentine's Day. My problem is I won't be with Mike during Valentine's Day. I'll be in San Francisco to meet up with my brother. And just so happens that it's also IBR, so I plan to go to IBR that Thursday only, Thursday night. It's not really IBR, it's going to be at the Eagle. Oh, did I say that right? Or Lone Star? Eagle. I think it's Eagle. We're going to be at the Eagle. I'm going to watch Future Villain Band, Glenn from Future Villain Band, and Patrick. They're going to be playing there. If you guys know Bad Bear LA, probably you guys know. He's a rock star bear. Yeah. He's going to be there, be playing, and I'm going to hang out with him. Watch him, probably take videos of him playing. We'll see what happens. That's going to be on February 14th, Valentine's Day, on IBR. Isn't that special? Going to a bear run during Valentine's Day. Anyway, okay. So, okay, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com. Visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. You can listen from there, too. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast and leave your voice comments so we could play it in the show. 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Okay? And, yeah, go to iTunes also. could subscribe by iTunes and leave a review and tell us what you think. Yeah, we only have 16 there. Oh, if you go to iTunes and search for Bear Podcast on under podcast directory, you'll see two entries. I'm sorry, it was my bad. Years ago, it was my bad that there were two entries. I don't know how to fix it. And the one on the left is that it's best to put your comments on the left. Okay. The one with the 16. Right now, I have 16. There was 17th, which is actually from Marvin. So, hey, Marvin, if you're listening, when is the next Ursus at Large coming out? I'm waiting. Okay, thank you guys for listening. And yeah, next week, the next episode, hopefully we'll have Larry Finch from TBRU. We're going to talk about the activities and the stuff that's going to happen for TBRU, Texas Bear Roundup. Okay, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.